Let's lashon hara, Avram, what are we up to? Let's lashon hara. Okay, so one of the reasons we don't speak lashon hara, besides the fact that it says in the Torah that we're not allowed to, one of the reasons that we don't speak lashon hara is because we want to live a good life in this world, just getting the halacha, and when you're focused on other people, and you're focused on everybody but yourself, right? We've spoken about this many times, that a person suffers when he's in other people's businesses. Specifically, when I'm in someone else's business, I'm not living in my business and what I need to do, what I'm focusing on. I'm in Hashem's business. I'm in God's business. What's Hashem doing? What's he doing? So a person... One of the reasons is because you can't control other people. Yeah, that's it. You can't control these two. That one. You could forward that, if you could forward that to me. So here we go. Oh, perfect. Perfect halacha. See how Min HaShemayim, Avram, thank you. We're almost at 700 members, almost. Here, ready for this? It is forbidden to talk Lashon Hara even if it's to a non-Jew. I thought I was going to say about a non-Jew. The danger of talking to a non-Jew, this talking to a non-Jew is worse because we have the mitzvah of being down lekav zchus. However, a non-Jew will automatically believe your words. So for sure to talk lashon hara to a non-Jew about another Jew is terrible. Thank you. Who, Yaakov just said to me? Thank you. Could you send it to the chat? You sent it? Yosef sent it? So I just want to talk about talking about a non-Jew. Lashon Hara does not include talking about a non-Jew. You're allowed to talk about negatively about a non-Jew. One of the things that I say is even that try not to do, because when you start talking about other people in general, you become a person who talks about other people. I don't want to be a person who talks about other people. That's not the type of person I want to be. You're going to say, oh, it's mutter, oh, you're allowed to. But I want to be a person who's sensitive to other people and not talking about other people.
What about Lashon?
Yeah, good. So one of the things, thank you, Betsy, one of the things I say about that is you very much have to be careful when you're praising someone, especially when you're with a group of people, because a lot of times people say, oh, yeah, he's great, he's great, he's great. And then you're with somebody, and somebody says, no, he's not so great. That's avak lashon hara.
What about from the angle of speaking about other people?
Also, at my house, when we're talking together, even if someone brings up another sibling, even if somebody brings up a cousin, a relative, even if it's a good thing, after maybe 10 seconds, 30 seconds, I'll be like, okay, let's switch the conversation. I don't want to talk about anybody else. Even if it is, Bensi, like you're saying, a good thing that you're talking about, for two reasons. Number one, Bensi, like you're saying, because I just don't want to talk about other people. Number two is the first thing that I was saying, because you're bound, if you're talking good about other people, someone in the room, someone in the conversation is bound to say, he's not that good in basketball. He's not that good in guitar. The food is not that good. The restaurant is not that good. I know there's a better sushi restaurant. The pizza that in America is better. That's Lashon Hara, by the way, to say that. Say American pizza is better than Israeli pizza is pure Lashon Hara. It's Lashon Hara. Imagine if you, so it's even more. It's more general. General Lashon Hara, okay, we could spend the whole shiur, which is why this shiur is called Purity of Speech. Right, even though it was originally called Mesil Sisharim, but now it's called Purity of Speech, right? Because we used to sit here and start like this and then we would never end. Because people don't realize the sensitivity of Lashon Hara, that when you say those groups of people, Israelis are like this. All you did there was knocked out an entire country of Lashon Hara. Now you have to go ask Mechila from every Israeli, right? And what is an Israeli? Am I Israeli? I have a Tudat Zahut. Does that make me Israeli? No, I'm American. So you have to be very, very careful how you label people, labeling restaurants, talking about anybody but whoever is here right now, you have to be so careful. And just because you say the word Litoelis doesn't mean anything if you say Litoelis. It's like the guy who's talking on Shabbos and says, Nish Shabbos Garet, and then talks about business. Because he said Nish Shabbos Garet, which means we don't talk about it on Shabbos. You're not supposed to talk about it on Shabbos. It doesn't work if you say, this is Litoelis, which means you're allowed to. Because there are times, which we'll get to, hopefully, where it's a mitzvah to tell the person something negative. But I don't believe that we're on that madrega at all in a certain way to ever have that. But, okay, there are exceptions to the rule.
Can you ask?
Yes, Yaakov.
One Rebbe just said, like, you should, like, try to focus on not talking about other people.
Yeah.
What about for majority of people? They just ramble on about themselves for half an hour every time they have a conversation.
Right.
What's the middle ground?
Right.
Because it's either about you or about other people. What, we can talk about a tree for a half an hour?
Right. Yeah, you have to see who your friends are and what you're talking about. The Rashi says, Knei Lecha Chaver in Pirkei Avos means to get books, to read Svarim. Because if you learn from Svarim, it could be your best friend. It's a great question that you're asking. To challenge yourself who your friends are. And if I'm talking to somebody who's always talking about himself, or he's just, people think that to sit around and just to talk, that's something to question yourself. Why am I friendly with somebody who's talking? That's a good question. Why am I sitting there and listening or not listening? What am I doing? It's a great question. You want to question yourself. You want to question how you live your life, which we're going to talk a little bit about right now. One of the reasons why I love speaking Hilchos Lashon Hara, this isn't the forum. Usually we sing a little bit, so we have a few minutes to talk like this, is that one of the things that will change your life guaranteed is if you learn the Igeres Ramban, if you learn the letter from the Ramban, which is a very short letter. It's a very beautiful letter, and I know it's changed my life. If you do it once a day, you do it once a week. And a lot of that is your perspective and your relationships with people and how you speak, what the language you speak, how you look at people. It's very, very powerful. The second you stop looking at other people, the second you stop comparing yourself to other people, comparison is the thief of joy. If you are having trouble being happy, most likely it is because you are comparing yourself to other people and you are not looking at your own statistics. You're not looking at yourself. You're too focused on other people. And to what you're saying, that if I'm talking to someone who's talking, I got to question myself on that. You want to question yourself? Yes, Gil.
Yeah, if someone asks me about, let's say you go to a restaurant, they say,
yeah, it's Avak Lashon Hara.
And I know what they're going to spend money on.
Avak Lashon Hara.
You're trying to help him by not.
So you're not helping them by saying that's not a good restaurant. You could say if it's a terrible. First of all, you cannot say it's better. First of all, Im Tam Vareach Ein Litvakeach. There's a famous story Rabbi Berg used to say over. He used to be a Rebbe here. Rabbi Berg used to say over the famous story, at least for us it's a famous story, where he ate in a pizza shop and his financially wealthy friend, quote unquote, was coming from America and he didn't like the pizza. Rabbi Berg did not like this pizza shop. He thought it was, you know, ichi pizza, however you want to say it, was not good pizza. And his friend was someone who was a higher class eating type of guy. At the end of the trip, his friend says, he asked him, he says, oh, where have you been eating? He says, oh, I've been eating in this restaurant, in this pizza shop. I've been taking me and my wife and my kids there. We loved it, the best pizza. And it was that pizza shop. Yeah, so I'm saying, don't, you never know. Now, if you want to go to usually the way it works is, when you go to a restaurant and you didn't get what you liked, so you have hurt, you're upset, you spent the money, you have tainas on them, so the best way to get them back is when someone asks you, do I go to that pizza shop? You say, don't go to that pizza shop, that stinks.
You're being honest.
Lashon Hara is being honest.
Not to say Lashon Hara, to say
say.
Lashon Hara is honest.
Right.
Otherwise, you might see shame ra.
Right.
If I don't say,
let's say somebody wants to eat in a better pizza shop.
Better. No. Better is very subjective.
Right.
Let's say it's your pizza shop. Let's say you own it. Let's say your father owns it.
Right.
So you would want someone to say it's bad pizza? The best thing you could do is you go in the back to the owner. You say, I want to tell you, I thought the pizza was delicious, great. Maybe, you know, maybe cook it a little bit more. Maybe cook it a little less. Maybe put a little bit more cheese. Whatever. I mean, that's the best thing you can do.
It's not saying anything lush hard, too. If someone asked me,
no.
How's the pizza, and I just walk away.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's better than saying something. This is great. This is great. Mi'ka Amcha Yisrael. Mi'ka Amcha Yisrael. Look at this, guys. I love it. The best thing to do is to ask. The Gra says that's why you have two ears and one mouth. You have two ears and one mouth. Listen more than you talk. Yes, Shimshin, yeah.
I asked you,
that's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. That's Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim brings it. That is Lashon Hara. You say it's good, you're allowed to lie. If someone asks, you're allowed. 100% if someone asks you, how is the pizza, which in itself is an avak Lashon Hara question. If you ask someone, how was that pizza? That's avak. Yes, you're allowed. I just said, you're allowed to lie. You're supposed to lie. You know that's Devar. That's the Chiddush I had. You're allowed to lie. I had this. Where did I have this? I had this in America. Let's see if I remember this. With Udalev. Yeah, yeah, very good. It was actually in a pizza shop. You're allowed to lie for the sake, you're allowed to lie to somebody else for the sake of peace. So here's my diak. You're allowed to lie to somebody else for the sake of peace. But if you lie to yourself, you'll never ever have peace. If you lie to yourself, then you'll never have peace. For somebody else that you're allowed to lie to. Yeah, chidush tov, Arav. Nachon, zemes. Ken, nachon.
Can you say?
Yes, Tzvi.
How about like someone's looking for like a yeshiva?
Also, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful.
So you know the yeshiva's not good for
you. You have to be very careful. So you could say, great yeshiva, amazing yeshiva, awesome yeshiva. You know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Just remember, people know when you're saying negative and when you're not saying negative. People know when you're putting down the pizza shop or you're saying, listen, awesome pizza shop, can we try another pizza shop tonight? That's very, very different than saying the pizza shop stinks. You could say, great shawarma over here, love it. Can we tonight try this shawarma shop? Nobody's going to know. No one's going to know that you deep down think that shawarma is bad. But when you say, ugh, right? Because people, unfortunately, they pick themselves up by putting other people down. Why do you have to say, let's not go to that shawarma shop, that shawarma, that's what it's called, the shawarma. We're not going to that shawarma. Why do I have to put it down? Why can we say, I would like to go here? So sometimes I'm not honest with myself. I'm afraid that the chevra is going to look at me a certain way. So instead of me saying, my opinion is, I think we should go to this shawarma, I have to put it down to lift me up. Think about it. I have to lift myself up by putting something else down. Why do you have to put something? How's that? Say, I would like to go to this pizza shop. Someone's going to say, oh, why do you want to go to the pizza shop? Oh, well, because that one stinks.
Could you just say, my opinion is this better?
There you go. Again, you have to be careful. My opinion, why do I have to say it's better? Why can't I say?
It's not Lashon Hara, it's your opinion.
Good. So you have to be careful with that also because you're saying my opinion. If you told me my opinion is, your opinion is that you don't like this suit, you think it's an ugly suit. I would still be offended by that, right? Even though it's your opinion. Yeah. What she had?
Yeah, I'm just confused. You said about why.
That what? Yes. Good. Ask the question. Good. I like your question. Go. Then what? No. Challenge me. Come on. Something doesn't make sense to you. I want to hear. Meaning, if someone asks you about that pizza shop, you think it's better to say that pizza stinks than to say it's good pizza. Right. Meaning it's too much to be careful about other people's feelings?
Yeah, like every
Right.
You
have to be direct. So I want to hear what you're saying. I want to hear. So you'd rather people say, hurt people by being honest with them? Like what? So I need a situation. Yeah. So, or is there another way I could get? Is there another way that I could get over that message? I don't have to lie and say that was the best pizza in the world. But I could say, can we try this other pizza shop? Why do I have to put down the pizza shop? Why do I have to? I'm asking. Go. Let's talk it out. But maybe I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. Maybe I'm going to hurt someone's feelings. That what? To hurt someone's feelings? So if my opinion is going to hurt someone's feelings, I'm talking it out. You're saying you have to be. I'm saying what? Why would I want to embarrass or shame somebody else or something else? Now what? The guy's not. You could lose. The guy could lose his business. You can embarrass. Good. That's his problem. So people are not. Going to go. What do I have to tell somebody? First of all, like that example is. Some people will like the pizza. What are we worried about? No, it's good. It's good. What are you worried about? So there are situations, if you have a doctor who hurt you, or you have a doctor who is known to do certain things, and there are times where you have to say, and you have to explain it to people and say, I don't think that this doctor is for you. But that's very different than saying, it's a bad doctor. Very different than saying, I personally would rather go to this pizza shop as opposed to putting down a pizza shop. It's not exactly what you're accomplishing, it's what you're saying to accomplish it. Yes. Okay. So are they Jewish?
No.
So then you could say something. Sure. And if they are Jewish, then you have to ask someone and talk out what are the ways that you're allowed to say something. And you are allowed to say something. And in certain circumstances, most like you're saying, you have to say something. The problem is, it's not all or nothing. Some people think, they rip everybody off, they're terrible, and then you put them down. You know why? Because you were hurt by the fact that they ripped you off. So really, you're not really protecting the other person, you're expressing your hurt. Well, most of the time it's coming from hurt. Okay, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it could also change your life to break a shidduch because of that. You could change your life the other way. Again, Lashon Hara. Right, you want, there's nothing, the bottom line is, you have to be very, very, very careful what comes out of your mouth and why it's coming out of your mouth. A person has to be very, very careful what comes out of their mouth and why it's coming, because it's very easy to say, I'm doing it because I'm worried that they're going to get married and dot. Yeah, but you also might hurt people and have someone not have a shidduch because you keep on saying negative things about them. That could also be. Right, so that's different than saying it's a bad yeshiva. You could say, I personally think that you might do better in this type of yeshiva. Okay, so you have to be careful why the person's asking that question. Right. No, not at all. It depends what you say. Depends what you're saying. Okay, yes. Right, great question. Okay, venting. venting, right, even a therapist, even with a therapist, you have to make sure that the therapist knows the Hilchos Lashon Hara. You have to make sure that the therapist is going to help you heal whatever it is. And you can't just use a venting as a card, a venting card, and say, oh, I'm venting to this person. One of the things that the Chofetz Chaim says that you're allowed to vent is because then you won't speak Lashon Hara. If you vent, then you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. The reason people speak Lashon Hara is because they're angry, because they want to get back at people. But if I'm able to express myself to somebody, I'm able properly to express myself, that will prevent me from speaking Lashon Hara. So if you have one friend, if you have Ari Garfield, let's say, Ari Garfield, you could go over and you could tell Ari Garfield anything. Why am I saying that? Because Ari knows the Hilchos Lashon Hara. He's a sensitive person who will know, right? Avram Fisher, you could speak to him Lashon Hara. Right? You could tell him. Good. Good. I have to be careful. Yeah, exactly. That's one of the reasons. I know in my house sometimes, I remember this happened, I don't know when it happened last, it wasn't with Avram, it was with Shlomo Aryeh, it was with the pizza. You remember the story, what happened?
Yeah.
It was my son. I said something about the pizza, and Shlomo Aryeh, my son, I was like, yes, I like gave him a high five, I love it. He's like, I was just saying, it's not Lashon Hara, I don't think we, right, he said, right. My son said to me, he's like, Tati, I think that's Lashon Hara. I'm like, yes, that's the best mussar. The best mussar you'll get, hopefully, is from your children. You know why? So if you're a good, I don't want to say good father, not good father. Hopefully, just say it. If you're a good father, you're going to listen to your son. And you're going to say, tell me more, son. Tell me more why I'm wrong. That's a great question. We'll have to ask him. But I can't speak for Hashem. I can speak for myself. So I can speak for myself. I'm not worried about Hashem. Hashem's fine. But for myself, and I'm just telling everybody here. I'm telling everybody here about yourself. God willing, your son, hopefully will give you and tell you you did something wrong. And my advice to you, write it down now, is don't get defensive.
Take it in
and say, yeah, well, Amir Tashem, you start with your wife. Because if you're defensive with your wife, for sure you'll be defensive with your son. Because your son, he's my son. Especially when he's a little kid. Because, he's just a little kid.
Okay, we didn't even start the parasha, but I guess we did somehow.
Might be a back question hard not to talk about the picture I posted, because let's say I won't hear the posting if we don't talk about it.
Here is the picture of the beautiful post. This is the picture. The picture is to... Okay. Here we go. This is the picture. This is the picture that I wanted to be posted. The picture is, and please look at it. There are two ladders. We know in this week's parasha, there's the famous sulam. Sula Mutzav Arza. Right, I think Aryeh is coming Wednesday night. Aryeh Weiss is coming, Mirz Hashem. So it's very appropriate for Sulam, right? Vihine Sula Mutzav Arza Verosho Magia Hashemaima. The famous dream that Yaakov Avinu had. And the dream was of a ladder. And the ladder was planted in the ground and it was up going into the heavens. Look at this. Everyone can see this or not?
It's on the
schedule chat.
I want to see it on your phone.
Okay. So now here, this is the story. There's a shot that I just came up with. And I just want to share. It goes like this. The Balaturim has many. If you look in the Balaturim, he says Sulam is Gematria Kisya Kavod. Sulam is Gematria Kol. Sulam is Gematria Mammon. Sulam is Gematria Oni. Sulam is Gematria this. There's like a massive Balaturim that says, The ladder is this, 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 the ladder is this. And I was thinking maybe this is the pshat. Of course, it's a remez. I'm not saying that this is actual pshat, just something that hit me. One of the challenges that we all have is I'm either too planted in the ground or I'm too much in the stars. What does that mean? What it means is, and this is so, so, so important, if you want to be successful, and when I say the word successful, I mean pick any area that you want to be successful. You want to be a successful lack of anxiety. You want to be a successful Talmud Chacham. You want to be a successful financially. You want to be successful in your relationships. You want to be successful in learning Gemara. You want to be successful in stopping to give in to your desires, whatever they might be. Whatever they might be. Whether it's gambling, whether it's your how much time you're on your phone. There's a sulam. Now what's different about a ladder than any other type of thing that we would be talking about is a ladder, you're either going up or you're going down. No one hangs out on a ladder. You hang out on your couch. You hang out in your bed. You hang out on a chair.
Wife.
What?
Hang out with your wife and deer.
You what? Oh, what? I didn't hear what you said.
Ari!
I didn't hear it, Ari. I want to hear what you said.
Hang out with your wife
with a beer. With a beer. Yeah, that could be. But you know the pshat I say on that, Ari. You know the pshat I say on that. What am I going
to
say on that?
Don't watch football.
What am I going to say on that? You can hang out with your wife with a beer. What am I going to say? If you need a beer to hang out with your wife, then you got problems. If you can hang out with your wife and you also want to have a beer, that's fine. But if that's the heichatimsa to hang out with, when guys ask me that question, oh, so can I drink with my wife? So I'm like, why are you so excited to drink with your wife? Why don't you get along with your wife without drinking? Why don't you have a close relationship with your wife without something else? Can I do this other thing to enhance my relationship with my wife? No. Learn how to have a great relationship with your wife. See, Ari, see what you started? So here's the pshat. When a person has a ladder, the pshat on a ladder is look at the rungs over here. It's very, very, very specific. Most of the times, and this I could say, you need to have dreams and goals, and I can't say it enough. You must have dreams and goals. If they are not written down, vague dreams and vague goals create vague results. If you can't put down the rungs that are going to get you to where you're going to get to, I'm not investing in you. If you can put down the rungs, if you could rungs, the steps, the rungs are the steps. If you could dream and say, this is where I want to get to, and this is what I'm going to do to get there, the chances of you getting there are probably 100%. And those rungs are very, very, very specific to you. Those rungs are very, very specific. If you make a goal and you have a dream, but you don't know how to get there. When I say, oh, I want to free myself from, I spoke to someone the other day, I want to stop drinking. What are you doing about it? Okay, I'm working with myself. I'm not sure. I don't know how long it's going to last. I'm not saying it won't last. I'm speaking to someone. I started reading books about it. I'm going to groups. I'm journaling. Oh, now we're talking. Those rungs that you put on your ladder, and you can't overly rung it. That's a good quote. I don't know what that means, but you know what I'm saying. You can't overly rung. Don't worry about overly runging. What I would worry about that space in between. If you have a space in between, then what's going to happen is you're going to fall. You're going to try and jump too high, and you'll never get there. I can't tell you how many guys I've sat with who said they have dyslexic, they have learning disabilities, they have this problem or that. You sit with them, you say, read this pasuk. Read one pasuk. Read for 5 minutes. Learn for 2 minutes. Read 5 pages of this book. 10 pages. 10 pages of a book. Read 10 pages of a book. Learn Mesil Zisharim. Yes, this is a plug for it. Less than 10 minutes. Let me ask you a question. Why would anybody not spend less than 10 minutes of their day to finish the entire Mesil Zisharim? What are you afraid of? That's a good question. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Less than 10 minutes will change your life. People think great marriages come from big romance and having a beer with your wife. That's not how great marriages are created. Great marriages are created by little tiny steps, little tiny. Let me ask you a question. How do people get hurt? People get hurt by over and over, little. We've spoken about this, about complex trauma. One of the biggest traumas that people have is that you spend, and I hate when I hear this, this hurts me so much when they say, and I've heard this, that I had a third grade Rebbe, I had a seventh grade Rebbe, and that whole entire year was terrible for me. That whole year, why? Because you could have 10 other great Rebbeim. You spend day after day after day after day with a person who rejects you, who puts you down, day after day. It can happen with your siblings as well. People don't realize. You could have a sibling who's constantly nagging at you, getting you, pushing you, day after day after day after day. What happens is that could be very, 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 very painful. That's on the negative side. On the positive side as well. When you look at someone like Matis Weinstein, you guys know Matis? Matis Weinstein. Yeah. People, the problem in life is we look at the success. We look at the success, and what we do is we look at the success and we jump and we jump. We jump. We say, that's where I want to be. I want to be in Shemayim. I want to get that goal. I want to get that goal. I want to get there. Your private victories are what create the Matis Weinstein. Matis Weinstein didn't become, Matis Weinstein is not someone who's serious about life. Ari Garfield. Wow. Yeah. Ari Garfield, yeah. Yosef Schwartz. Great, great people. Yeah, Yasser Salaya. Hardest thing, and I'll end off with this. There are three names. The Medrash says, I looked it up, I couldn't find the Medrash. The Ishbitzer Ari talks about this. He says like this: there are three names that a person is called. It's the name that you're called when you're born in your family that they gave you. It's the name that your friends give you. The Medrash says this. The name that your family calls you. And the name doesn't just mean the name. It's your labeled. Identity. You're labeled. Your identity. Good word. You're identified. And when you're very young, you're very, very, very disconnected from yourself. And all you are is what your family, my mother, my father, my siblings. It's very, very deep. Then you go to school, elementary school, high school, and it's what your friends have labeled you and identified and labeled you. The Medrash says, then there's the third name. The third name is the name that you call yourself, the name that you create for yourself. And I want to tell you something. Most people, I don't think this is Lashon Hara, because we're learning together, most people never get to that third name.
They have to be different than one of the other two?
Yes. Most people will not get to that third identity and creating Avi who they really are. And they're only living in the shadow of what their family named them and what their friends named them. Yaakov Avinu teaches us. Yaakov Avinu comes from Heilige Yitzchak and Rivka. Yaakov Avinu represents the Jewish people. Yaakov Avinu's life was terrible. He had a terrible life from the womb. From the womb, he's already got his brother traumatizing him and beating him down. Mamish. Till the last 17 years, Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, they say his gematria toiv is 17. He had 17 years of bliss. But until then, it was pain and difficulty. But no, what did he do? He created the Jewish people. He created, all of us are called Yisrael. He made a name for himself. Everyone here in yeshiva, at your stage right now, you are beginning to develop your own identity. You're running away, moving away from what your parents identified you as, your friends, what they identified you as, and you're creating yourself. And the only way to do that is by Sula Mutzav Arza. You have to have your feet in reality. You have to have your dreams. You have to have Roshay Megi Hashmaima. You have to have your dreams and your goals. And you got to get there rung by rung. You got to spit blood, sweat, and you got to learn to say no. You got to learn to say yes to yourself by saying no to others, by saying no to other things. As I've said many times, I'm going to wrap up with this. This is for a different schmooze. I'm not sure what we're doing, No Mic Monday tomorrow. You're never saying no. You're always saying yes. Because when you say no to something else, when you say no to something, you're saying yes to something else. When you say no to the alcohol, you're saying yes to something greater. When you say no, I'm not gambling, you're saying yes to something greater. When you say no, I'm not watching this thing, I'm not gonna let my eyes become contaminated or my brain, you're saying yes to something greater than you. When you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm getting out of bed, you're not saying no to my sleeping. You're saying yes to me, to create the me that I want to be. And it works in those two ways. You have your location, which is Sulav Mutzav Arza, your location, you have your destination, and then you have the way to get there. And you literally have the ways to get there. If you have those three things, Mir Tashem, maybe we'll get more involved with this. I guarantee everybody sitting here, anyone listening to this year, if you want to get somewhere and you have these three things, you will get there. Number one is location. Your destination doesn't help you if you have no location. Because you might say, what?
What's location starting?
Well, what is location on your ways? You could say, you could put in an address, but if you don't get location here,
where you're starting,
where I'm right here. So how's it going to tell you to make a left or make a right? So that's Sula Mutzav Arza. What are my problems? What am I being honest? Am I being honest with myself or I'm lying to myself? Do I really have this problem? That's Sula Mutzav Arza. I really have a problem. I really have an insecure. I'm really a love addict. There are certain people, I'm codependent, classic love addict. No problem. That's your location. My destination is I want to be free and create the name that I want to create. How am I going to get there? This is how I'm going to get there. I have 20 steps how I'm going to get there. And I guarantee anybody, anyone who's listening to this year, anyone who hears this, anyone who's here right now, I guarantee you, if you have those three components, you will get to wherever you want to get to. You will get to wherever you want to get to. And if you're not getting somewhere, I guarantee you the reason you're not getting there is because you're missing one of those three things. You're either missing your location, you're missing your destination, or you're missing your rungs how to get there. Have an incredible first day of the rest of your life. Light up tomorrow with today. Amazing to have Rabbi Schick here.